Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right back at it on The Fan in New York, 101.9 FM, March 6th. A rainy Wednesday night. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, checking right back in. I had off last night. Shout out to C-Mac filling in. He's coming up next once we get to midnight. And yeah, I got to go to the game with my 9-year-old cousin. It was great. His first game, also his dad's first game, my other cousin. Shout out to Malik and Miles and Andy for coming to Brooklyn, seeing what I do, man. They pulled up to my apartment in Jersey City. We drove in, parked, took the train. I was telling them I've only been to 3 games this year, but I've probably done this 100 times. Like, take the train to Brooklyn, go see the Nets, and it ain't been that fun this year, but the Nets were able to get a win, and I was happy because my cousin will forever remember that, man. I was getting flashbacks to when I came up and my brother took me to go see Kobe at the Garden. There was a crazy guy on the train. I always remember this crazy guy on the train. He had a newspaper, and he took the newspaper and like banged it on the seat, and it scared me as a kid, and my brother just was looking at me like, what are you so afraid of? And then when we got off the train, I was like, yo, what if that guy hit me with that? He was like, he didn't. I'm like, were you going to help me if he did something to me? I was like, yo, toughen up, man. This is New York City. There's crazy people all around you. If he would have touched you, of course I would have done something. And of course, last night, we take the train to Brooklyn, and there's this guy preaching about, I don't know, God coming back and repenting for your sins and the devil is here and this and this and this. And, you know, my little 9-year-old cousin is just looking, and I get up out of my seat to stand in front of his seat where he's sitting just to be a wall between, you know, this guy. But I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me, and he's not afraid, but he's like, what's he saying? I'm like, don't worry about it. We're good. We're getting off in 2 stops. And, you know, kids say the darndest things. He goes in the team store with his dad, and then we go to get food, and he specifically wanted burger and fries. I want a cheeseburger and fries. All right, cool. So we get the Paisano burger, whatever, and we're in line. And he says, hey, Keith. I go, yeah, Miles. He goes, well, we're in the team store. I'm pretty sure I saw Kevin Durant. I said, no, you didn't. There's no traces of Kevin Durant, no jerseys, no t-shirts, no stuffed animals of him in the store. He's like, no, like him, like actually the person. I'm like, stop, Miles. No, you didn't see Kevin Durant. You're thinking you saw Kevin Durant because your dad bought you a Kevin Durant Nets jersey 2-3 years ago. And you used to have Kyrie Irving SpongeBob shoes and Kyrie Irving Nets jersey. And those days are done. You sure you want to be a Nets fan? He even said to me, he's like, do you like the Nets? I said, nah, not really. He said, then why are we rooting for them? At the time, I think they were losing in the fourth quarter. He took his Mikal Bridges jersey off. He was getting frustrated. And I'm like, I want to spare you, young man. I really do. But I'm not going to push you to the other team in New York. I'm not going to make you a New York Knicks fan. Ew. But I also don't want you to be a Nets fan. I don't want you to struggle. I don't want you to have this plight. You're young enough to choose. You're young enough to do something else. I guess the next closest team is Philly, and they lost. And I'm like, no, you don't want to be a Sixers fan either. I'm like, just root for players, bro. Play 2K like you already do. Play NBA 2K and have favorite players that you root for. And when they come to town, Cousin Keith will take you to Barclays Center to go see those guys play. 877-337-6666. Now we can talk Knicks a little bit more. I will introduce the Aaron Rodgers and Jets conversation as well, live on the TikTok. Shout out to the people watching. And all night we've been talking about Juan Soto, Mets, Yankees. It's just a conversation that we're going to have all year until we get to December. And there's two sides of it. Believe what you want to believe. Whatever helps you sleep at night. I know the Yankee fans are sleeping well at night looking at video and pictures and images of him actually in pinstripes. He's actually a Yankee right now. You don't have to wish and you don't have to worry about next year. You don't have to worry about next season. Live in the moment. I mean, we're talking about next season for the Giants all night. Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley. I guess I can keep putting stuff in there for you guys to just understand that, yeah, you might like Daniel Jones. You might love Saquon Barkley. But don't you want to get back to winning? Don't you want to get back to competing in the NFC East, in the NFC? You were ahead of schedule last year, were able to get a wild card and get a playoff win against a fraudulent Vikings team. Now, who knows what they're going to be if they don't resign Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson. But for your own purposes, you got to trust in Shane and Dable, right? You trusted them when Brian Dable was Coach of the Year. Then you hear that he yells at people and Wink Martindale wasn't happy. What happened to Wink Martindale? He sent Wink Martindale back to school. So whose side you on? Wink Martindale didn't land another NFL job. He went back to college. I just think that Shane and Dable have done a lot of work. They've gotten comfortable here in New York. They understand what's going on and they understand the NFL. You're not going anywhere without your guy. You're not going anywhere with a quarterback that you inherited. And yeah, they should have some buyer's remorse for that contract, but they thought about it. They looked around at what they could have done, and that's what they felt like they had to do. And they set that contract up for them to get out of it. And the writing is on the wall for them to draft a young quarterback, develop him over the course of a year, and then take the cap hit, the $22 million in 2025, and say, here you go, young man. Go out there and compete with the C.J. Strouds and the Bryce Youngs and, you know, even the Joe Burrows and Patrick Mahomes. And, like, just look across the league, man. Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Tua. The Giants GM and head coach had to pay a guy that they didn't draft six overall. They defaulted into it because he performed better than they expected in the first year. But these guys that are getting paid, man, they're the game changers. Not game managers. They're the ones changing the game. 877-337-6666. We're talking Yanks. We're talking Mets. We're talking Knicks now. And then maybe before the break, I'll start talking a little bit of Aaron Rodgers as well. Pat's out on Long Island. He's been waiting. You got it, Pat.
What's up, Keith? I've been calling you for like the first 2 years now. I feel like I'm calling you all the time. Love you and your show more and more every week. Keep it up.
Thanks. Working on it.
But in the process of waiting, I sort of wanted to add one or two points. Similar to us as Yankee fans with Aaron Judge, I think the Giants messed up with the heat of the moment in paying Daniel Jones. And that season where they were ahead pick-wise and team-wise blinded and hurt them in the heat of the moment. I just wanted to throw that out there with what we've been talking about.
You are dealing with a first-time GM, a first-time head coach. The pressure of New York, the fans in New York chanting Daniel Jones, and the fact that Daniel Jones switched his representation. He went out there and he hired athletes first, and they came in and really put the pressure on. And you know what? The Giants thought they were going to be in contention again, and they had to stick with the same guy. But he was never their guy. They never loved him. And I know they didn't want to pay him, and they definitely have buyer's remorse now.
I agree with that, and I agree with, unfortunately, you got rid of, get rid of Saquon. And then another quick thing I wanted to say before I get to the Yankees was, as a Nick and Ranger fan, this is the first time I felt something special in a long time. It's about postseason and health, along with heat of the moment. Not the best team, but the hottest team. And I just want to be healthy when I get there, and that's the miracle we're hoping for. Yeah, exactly. But now, going to the Yankees, I've officially watched the Yankees, a couple of games now, box scores, highlights. I take back my last call with you, sir. We don't need pitching. I like the kids, and I'm going to enjoy this year instead of say, get this guy, that guy. You were right, and I apologize. I was wrong. I admit it.
Well, nobody's right or wrong yet. I think we all know, like, they do need more pitching. You can never have enough pitching. Thanks for the call and the compliments, Pat. We all know Rodon is not a number two. They paid him like one. He's not that guy. I've said this four times. This is the fourth time I'm saying this tonight. They tried to get Corbin Burns for a reason. They offered Blake Snell for a reason. They know they need a 1B to Gerrit Cole's 1A. They know if they're trying to win the World Series, it ain't going to be with Carlos Rodon taking the ball in game two, giving up three homers in the first three innings. So I do think that, you know, and again, I listened to Brian Cashman during the ESPN coverage 2 days ago when the Mets defeated the Yankees. And I said, I'm like, hey, this might be the most likable Cash. Yes Network should bring him in the booth more. Broadcast Cashman, broadcast Brian, that's probably the best version of Cashman. Because you get to, they asked him the questions where they pick his brain and you get to hear his process more. As Yankee fans, we don't like not knowing the process and then seeing the moves and then the end results. It's like, what the hell are you doing with our team? Look who you're trading away. Look who you brought in. I mean, I had this whole thing Monday when I got on talking about Wash Donaldson. Not one Yankee fan was like, woo, we got Josh Donaldson. But Brian Cashman went on record to say, yeah, Gio Urshela is no Josh Donaldson. And they thought they were getting 2016 Josh Donaldson. None of us thought that. Everybody in baseball thought that that was a bad contract. Everybody in baseball thought Josh Donaldson was cooked. So much so that he can't even get with a team. He can't sign a minor league deal to come into camp. He don't want to go to the minor leagues. He wants to be somebody's DH. We have a universal DH. And Josh Donaldson can't find a home. But Brian Cashman thought sending Gary Sanchez and Gio Urshela to the Minnesota Twins so he could get IKF, right? That's another guy. Nobody else is putting IKF in as their starting shortstop. This is not happening. The Blue Jays will have him at third base where he won a gold glove. The Yankees wanted to turn him into a shortstop. What bright ideas! Like, how do we get there? In a year that I understood, right? Generational class for some of the top shortstops in the game, but you have Anthony Volpe and Oswald Peraza waiting in the wings. You're not going to go spend on a big-time shortstop. But why IKF, bro? I'll never get over that. You ended up playing Peraza in the ALCS. So back to, you know, broadcast, Brian. Good Brian Cashman that I actually enjoyed. You know, he talked about a lot of stuff. Even they showed the clip of his son at Lafayette hitting a home run in his first at bat. Me as a father, I'm like, good. Sometimes I forget Cashman is a dad. Let me get off his back, son. But nah, man, that 2022 winter, where the big move of that winter was the trade for IKF, Donaldson, and Rortvedt, and the only one left two seasons later is Ben Rortvedt. And I hope Ben Rortvedt doesn't get an at-bat this year. Of course he will when one of Trevino or Wells are hurt. Trevino was already hurt coming into the season. But what I'm saying is that was your big move going into that year. And then you fumbled Judge's contract. End up costing yourself $60 million, I would say. And then that forced you into a situation where you didn't have more money to spend in free agency. And you end up with Carlos Rodon. All of these moves have ripple effects. Right, even at the deadline, that team had won at a historic rate. I keep talking about it. I was doing my tell me something cool, and stay tuned this year, Yankee fans. Tell me something cool will be back in some type of capacity. I'll have to cook that up for the Yankees pregame. But as I was doing my tell me something cool, and I'm researching, and I'm going through stuff every single week, it was like, this Yankees team has won X amount of games. The last Yankees teams to do that were the 1998 Yankees team, the 1978. It was like they're being compared to World Series champion Yankee teams at the clip that they were winning. So you start to dream, you start to hope, and you have Aaron Judge in a prove it year who's going absolutely MVP crazy. And what does Cashman do at the deadline? Trades for Andrew Benintendi right away, which was the obvious move, but Benintendi had too much Red Sox in his blood, had no interest of really being a Yankee, started slow, played for a month. By the time he got going, hit by pitch, done for the year. The best move Cashman made that year was Matt Carpenter, but once he got hurt, Matt Carpenter was a dud in the postseason. You traded away Jordan Montgomery, who went, grew out a beard, thrived, won a World Series. Oh, we got Harrison Bader back, but you put him on waivers. good luck with the Mets and Harrison Bader. You'll see how that experience goes. Scott Efros, still on the 60-day IL. Lou Trevino, still on the 60-day IL this season with the Yankees. Man, like those moves at that deadline, Frankie Montas instead of Luis Castillo, come on. Come on. I know they didn't fire Cashman, and you guys wore the Fire Cashman shirts. I didn't put one on my back. You guys went to Fire Cashman night. I did not show up there because I know that that's our eternal GM. I know that he's done a lot of good, but what have you done for us lately? That 2022 offseason and trade deadline was criminal. Anybody else would have been shown the door. And ultimately, you get what you deserve. You get swept in the ALCS. You weren't near that Astros team that went on to win the World Series. You didn't have enough. 877-337-6666. That'll get the Yankee fans going. Parker's down in Tampa, Florida, where the Yankees are right now. What's up, Parker?
Hey, Keith. Love your work, man. You know, I just got a couple quick questions about the Yankees for you. First off, you know, we keep seeing all this stuff about this new mentality we're hearing from the Yanks, and, you know, I was just curious about your thoughts about how that's going to play out in the season. You know, you
it's
hear
all
Aaron Boone
eyewash. It's all talk. It's all propaganda. Let's see it. I hope so. I've been using the word aura. The Yankees lost their aura. Last year after games, you would hear me get on this mic and say they're going through an identity crisis. They don't know who they are anymore. Without Judge, they have no identity. Who are some of these scrubs? Jake Bowers, Billy McKinney, Franchy Cordero, Willie Calhoun. These aren't the Yankees that I grew up loving. So now they appear to have the right aura, swag, mojo, energy
sure.
about them when you're looking at spring training. And I tip my cap to Ryan and the social team. The Yankees social team is elite. They were not always elite. The Yankees were scared of social media. They were scared to have a brand voice. They were scared to try new things on social media. Now I think they're leaders in baseball with the content they create and put out. And they do a great job of getting us Yankee fans excited and hyped up about the players and the prospect of this year. But it means nothing until it actually translates into wins, series wins, being in first place, being up 10 games. You know what I'm saying? We're about to see real
Absolutely.
Soon.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, so like, you know, some of those quotes that I'm hearing, like, you know, Aaron Boone coming on saying, you know, we're hell-bent on winning a championship. Some other guys like Soto talking about Yankee Stadium being like the Dominican Republic fans in the WBC.
Yeah,
Stroman
yeah.
and his major desire to play in pinstripes. I'm just curious sure. if you think, really, like, is all that real or fake? Like what's, you know, Aaron Judge, even him too, you know, at the end of the Royals series last year, he's taking a little extra time in the dugout, just reflecting on that season,
mm-hmm.
you know, with that 1,000-yard stare. So I'm just curious, like, how much of it are they really emphasizing in the clubhouse? And, like, how's that going to translate
to the
performance?
Talk is cheap, and the Yankees are rich. Talk is cheap, and they've got a lot of rich players. It has to translate. It has to turn into wins. Here's another thing I was saying last year. The Yankees, not only did they roll out bums, they lost to bums. There wasn't a single team, not one team that came in the Yankee Stadium afraid of the New York Yankees. The Yankees I grew up knowing and loving, they had teams beat before the first pitch was thrown.
Absolutely.
So they have to get back to, like, okay, they are a dominant force, and pitchers are so afraid to pitch to Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo, Gleyber Torres, Giancarlo Stanton. They need to actually have a murderer's row. They need to actually be the Bronx Bombers. We need to see it to believe it.
Absolutely. You know, there's a couple guys that are going to have to come back to their previous forms and such, but, you know, there's potential. I think the Yankees have relied a lot on big names rather than what the performance has been. You know, you harp on, you know, what have you done for me lately? And that's a really big piece. You know, some guys they can return, but other guys they'll lose it. You know, they just don't have it anymore. So I'm just curious how.
And now they have reinforcements, in my estimation. Now they have some backup plans.
Agreed.
They have a Trent Grisham.
Agreed.
They have a Jason Dominguez on the way back. They have an Austin Wells. Let's see if Peraza can freaking get it together. Oswaldo Cabrera
oh, yeah.
is a Swiss Army knife. Man, he'll play first base. He'll play second, shortstop, third, all three outfield positions if you ask him to. Switch hitter. So
mm-hmm.
let's see if this actually turns into, like, okay, when they do run into some injuries, they don't have a lineup of bums. They do actually have
yeah.
two guys hurt. And they don't actually get rolled by the Nationals or the Royals or the Rockies or the Cubs.
Yeah, I think that Rocky series last year was just absolutely detrimental.
That was when I was done, bro. That's when I was done, bro. I came in here after they found a way to lose that Sunday. The first time you heard me on the Fan that Monday, that was July 16th when they lost. July 17th, I said, I'm off the roller coaster. This is not a good team. Good teams don't find ways to lose like that. I don't care if Aaron Judge comes back. They're not winning anything this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you make a great point about depth. I mean, I find it so valuable to have veteran presence even on the bench, and that's something that you see with a couple of these old Yankees teams is veteran presence. So that'll probably be a huge help to this. So I guess we'll just see how it plays out. You're right, talk is cheap, so we'll see. Thanks again, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Parker. Yeah, it's great to have Raul Ibanez in the cut. Raul, save us. I mean, better than having Mike Ford on the bench. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got about 90 minutes left. We're live on TikTok. If you want to see my face for radio, if you want to join my radio show, you know the number to dial. We're now talking about the Yankees. Frank and New Hyde Park, we're going to come to you because I do want to talk about your New York Knicks. We've said plenty about Juan Soto, the Mets, Steve Cohen. We've said plenty about Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley. I need to go ahead and introduce Aaron Rodgers to the conversation. We'll do that right after this.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, not done. Less than 90 minutes to go. I just had a thought, man. When I used to work a bunch of different jobs, but you know, a lot of people try to power through their last hour of their shift. I would always power through the last 90 minutes of my shift. I needed that early. Whether I was working at House of Q, the only restaurant job I ever had as a hostess, I'd be like, here we go, 90-minute mark, baby. Power through. Whether I was working at Food Town, where I only lasted, not even make it through the pay period working at Food Town, 90 minutes. Here we go. you know, working at the gym, really. I used to work at Retro Fitness, Edge Fitness. I worked at a couple gyms, just working in the front, folding towels, selling memberships. I worked at Workout World, too, selling memberships. And, man, when the time would come, I'd be like, here we go. 90 minutes. So here we go. Less than 90 minutes because the back time will hit at, like, 11:54. It's 10:31 on my watch. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Maybe you're powering through your shift. Maybe you get off at 11 and you're listening on the free Odyssey app. Maybe you're a driver like I used to be, doing Uber Eats deliveries, doing Lyft. And maybe you just set some parameters like I used to do too. Like, all right, I'm going to drive until midnight. Power through that last 90 minutes. I got you here on the Fan. 877-337-6666. We're talking Juan Soto, Yankees, Mets. We're talking Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley. I think they're good as gone, and I think that's a good thing for the Giant fan. You got to move on. You're not winning anything. You haven't won anything with those guys. It's time to actually kick the rebuild into full gear. And we've spoken a little bit about the Knicks and Jalen Brunson, and I just think that, you know, a lot of people are down on them through this stretch, but, like, what do you expect? What do you expect them to do without their guys? What do you expect them to do without their starters? This isn't what anybody expected the team to look like. This isn't how anybody drew it up. The fact that they're still competing and finding a way to win some of these games, like, I don't care if they barely beat the Pistons. Man, stack wins. Wins matter. And luckily, you had a good January. It puts you in a spot where you're not going to fall too deep into the plan, but they need to get healthy, man. They need to get everybody back ASAP. Rocky, speaking of getting healthy, I guess Aaron Rodgers is healthy. Aaron Rodgers is starting to pop out and do podcasts and talk again. Before you know it, he's on Pat McAfee, and I did see that he came out and endorsed two free agents, and they're obvious guys to endorse. The punter, Thomas Morstead, one of the best in the game, who you needed this year. The hope is with Aaron Rodgers, you don't need him as much. And then Greg Zuerlein, who you needed this year. Legatron, still got it. Still got it. When he was with the Dallas Cowboys, he didn't have it. He had some back issues. He still got it, but you also hope to not need him as much. Aaron Rodgers, the GM. I know there's a lot of conversation today on the Fan about Aaron Rodgers, the GM. I mean, you're in bed with this guy. You're married to this guy. It is what it is. He's going to have a say in everything. They brought him here for a reason. He's going to have a say in personnel. He's going to have a say in who they draft. So much so, he's already leaning into it, you know? So much so, he's already talking about it. But man, more and more, I just think it's going to be an uphill battle. It was uphill last year. But now the expectation, like when you're running it back, they got to clean up the culture. You've got The Athletic putting out articles exposing everything. Mecole Hardman doubling down on that. The Jets, it's just going to be even tougher to build a contender. It's going to be even tougher to build a winner with that head coach, with that offensive coordinator. And you got to do everything in your power to keep Aaron Rodgers upright. So maybe with that first pick, they take the best offensive tackle available. I think that would be wise for them. Or maybe if a receiver falls, they scoop him. I don't think the tight end is the move. I don't think Brock Bowers is the move. I think you can get an impactful tight end similar to how the Lions got Sam Laporta. You don't need to take him first overall. You can get an impactful tight end in the second round, in the third round, maybe later. And it's Aaron Rodgers, right? He's going to bring everybody up. You still have Tyler Conklin. I think that you need, obviously, to rebuild this offensive line and have reinforcements and guys that can play multiple positions. And then you need playmakers. You need skill positions. You need weapons. You're not getting Justin Jefferson. You're not getting Devontae Adams. You have Garrett Wilson, though. So Garrett Wilson is going to be your main guy, and maybe you can draft another guy. And this is a deep class of wide receivers and offensive linemen, and that's what they should be doing. And Aaron Rodgers is going to be sitting right there saying, hey, get me what I need. Get me who I want. They did not do that for me in Green Bay. You guys have to do this for me. It's part of the plan. Last year, we didn't get to see the plan through. Well, here we are in 2024, and it starts again right now. 877-337-6666. I did mention I was going to speak on Lindy Ruff and the Devils. I did it Monday night. Lindy Ruff is fired, and Travis Green will be the interim head coach. And obviously, if you watched the Devils last night, not off to the greatest start. But it was a break glass in case of emergency type of thing, firing Lindy. Obviously, he got to the playoffs last year, knocked off the Rangers. Woo! But at the same time, you gave the guy an extension. His voice wasn't connecting. And I know the media, they were not loving his post-game press conferences. He didn't have too many explanations, didn't have much to say. Felt like he was above answering some questions from some people. So they got him up out of there. The Devils lost to the Panthers last night 5-3. They'll face the Blues, the Hurricanes, the Rangers, the Stars. Like, every Devils fan knows they've got an uphill battle here. The strength of schedule is tough. And if they're going to make a wild card, they had to make a move like firing the head coach to try and shake up the lineup, shake up the team, wake up the team, and make a run for it. We'll talk about the Rangers in a minute. But Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm all right. Bringing it home.
So, listen, first, so I'm watching the Warriors game right now. And, Keith, honestly, who do you think is a harder team to play against in the playoffs, the Warriors or the Lakers? Because a lot of people are making all
this year? Season. Going into this year?
Like, this year's playoffs right now. So there's so much.
I wouldn't want to see the Warriors. I wouldn't want to see Steph. I know Klay ain't been the same, but I wouldn't want to see Steph. I wouldn't want to see Draymond. I wouldn't want to see the Warriors, their winning pedigree. For a while, Draymond was calling it the Warriors Invitational Tournament, right? Because they've dominated for years. I wouldn't want to see the Warriors. The Lakers, I wouldn't want to see the Lakers in the bubble or the in-season tournament. The Lakers haven't really been able to do it in the playoffs, in the, you know, quest for an actual NBA Finals.
No, they have looked good, but listen, I just know that of all, like, you know, the national televised games they put on, so I see these other games, I just think Stephen Curry is the funnest player to watch. You could have guys that are having, you know, nice dunks, nice things. There's nobody more that does it more clean than Curry with, you know, step back threes or his runners or his fadeaways. They're all great.
Steph is him. Steph is the guy. Steph is different. And he's still Steph until he's not. And he can still turn it on. Like, he's not washed up. He's not washed up. He's not done. He's still looking to win. I don't think the Warriors win anything this year, but I have a ton of respect for Steph Curry.
Right, and then with the Devils, they're not off to the greatest start last night. And Keith, do you want them to get anybody on this deadline? Because I pretty much just gave. I think we just gave up.
I think they're going to try, and they've already made a move here and there. But like, I think that they're cooked this season. I don't think that they stand a chance. Even if they do somehow get the wild card, I don't think that they get hot. I think that this team had a ton of hype. This team was hurt by losing Dougie Hamilton, and this team was also hurt by the unfortunate news that we got from the sex scandal where, you know, a couple players were removed from the team. And, you know, it's just a lot of things didn't go right for the Devils this year, even with the goalie situation.
Right, so that's obviously something they're going to have to. So maybe even trade for goalie this year and try to get an extension. But I don't know how many goalies in Noah are going to be on the move. Because if you have a good goalie, those are the type of guys that win you games. So it's like, I don't know if it's that similar, but like the same thing I feel like with the Giants, that it should trade up because the quarterbacks are the ones that change the game. CJ Stroud is the one that changed the Texans. Patrick Mahomes is the reason Chiefs keep on winning. So if you need whatever it is, if you want to pay Barkley, you don't want to pay Barkley, I think they just got to pay attention to getting a quarterback and take a top one as it is. Or even if they get like a guy like Michael Phoenix, J.J. McCarthy, I don't know about, but I don't know too much about rookie quarterbacks, but whoever they like, they should trade up and get because those are the guys that change the franchise.
Exactly. I think it's pretty simple. I think you target your guy, whether it's Michael Penix Jr., whether it's J.J. McCarthy that falls to them, or whether they think Drake May, like, if I don't know. I think we'll see when the draft shakes out. I always say the draft is a competition. Other teams are trying to land their guys. We'll see how it shakes out, but I think this is the time. There is no other time. There is no other time. Like, they have a 6 overall pick. You don't want to be picking there. They have an opt-out next year with Daniel Jones. The quarterback that they choose could sit behind them. The Commanders are definitely taking a quarterback. Dable and Shane need to pick a quarterback here to extend their leash and their time. It just makes too much sense.
And also, and then the running back, as we said, just get a later round pick. Because, you know, with Jones, he's more of like, you know, I guess a game manager more than a game takeover. The Giants really need that type of quarterback. Then, Keith, quick question with the Yankees. Who do you expect to have a better season this season, Clark Schmidt or it's actually blanking on the guy, Carlos Rodon.
I think Clark Schmidt can have a better season than Carlos Rodon.
Who am I expecting?
So far, I'm expecting Clark Schmidt. He's a younger player. He's got better stuff. He's got way less expectations. He's not playing with the same type of contract over his head. He's not bouncing back from a terrible half a season like Carlos Rodon. I'm expecting Clark Schmidt to be the better picture. pitcher. I hope Rodon is. I hope that what we're seeing in spring training doesn't matter. It's exhibition, and I hope that he's the better guy. But if I had to bet on it, I think Clark is in a better position to succeed.
Okay, Keith, thanks for taking my call. Have a good night.
No problem. Let's keep it rolling. Frank in New Hyde Park. I said I wanted to come to you after the break to talk Knicks, but the way I queued everything up, I had to go and mention the Devils for the first time tonight. Now, Frank in New Hyde Park, you're on the Fan.
What's up, man? Yeah, it's all good, dude. Listen, we need to just dive deep into the Knicks here. I mean, listen, me and you both have been, you know, lifetime Knicks fans, and I'm sure you went through it back in the 2010s.
Wait. I am no Knicks fan. No. I do a good enough job where you think I'm down with you. I'm a miserable Nets fan.
Listen, this is the thing. As a Knicks fan, I have to say this is the most complete team on paper that we've had in the last decade. Sure, you can venture and go say when Melo had Amar'e Stoudemire by his side and JR and whatnot, but I don't think that was the team to win. That was not the team to beat. After the Knicks, they made a huge move at the deadline. I wouldn't say a huge move, but definitely significant for the Knicks in terms of, you know, furthering and enhancing their bench with, you know, Bogdanovich and Burks, you know, alongside. And I just want to say that the issue right now is not that the Knicks are losing games right now, because I think people are overthinking and they're becoming overwhelmed on the idea of, you know, playing in the play-in tournament. Sure, it might be an extra few games. And I think the overlooming thing is that the Knicks are probably not going to be 100%. Even if Randle is back, even if Ananobi's back for that, you know, potential playing tournament, potentially for that first round, they're still not going to be 100%. Randle, you know, they're already talking about potential surgery in the offseason. And I think, you know, that it's not that it's going to trouble the Knicks down the line. It's just that in the midst of the postseason, when fans are hyping this team up as a contender, you know, we saw last season Randle, when he was hurt in the postseason, it didn't do us wonders. He did not do his job whatsoever. And really, Brunson had to carry the load. What's different about this team is that it's not just Brunson that has to carry the load now. Ananobi, when he's playing, we are 15-2, and we have, if I'm correct, the best defensive rating in the NBA. Look, Ananobi leaves with the elbow spur, the injury, the worst defensive rating in the league. And not only is Ananobi's loss hindering us right now in terms of defense, but in terms of spacing the floor and having flexibility, you know, throughout rotations, people don't realize Randle is an all-NBA player. He's been an all-NBA player twice now and an all-star three times with the Knicks. These types of players, they don't grow on trees. You don't just get, you know, all NBA players just like that. And I think you have to realize the importance that not only Randle has, but Ananobi has. We haven't seen this team at full strength yet. When the Knicks made that trade, players were hurt. If this team is healthy, we're still 10 games above 500. I think you said a little bit before that, you know, you're kind of like treading water. You know, we're 3-7 in our last 10. But to be winning games when Josh Hart, who's like Iron Man, playing 45 minutes a game, Precious Achiuwa playing 40 minutes a game. It's just hard to have these expectations that this team, without two of their three main guys, is bound to do much, you know, with the circumstances they're in right now. Now, all that really matters within these next few months is just getting to the postseason. You know, hopefully you want to have that top six seed. You really don't want to have to deal with the play-in. It's just an extra few games you don't want to play. But I think if the Knicks are completely healthy and we're looking at a lineup, you know, with Brunson, with Randle, with Ananobi, potentially Robinson's back. I mean, listen, the idea is that he is going to be back. Then again, you have to realize how, you know, underrated Achiuwa's been. Like, you know, coming into that trade that we had made regarding RJ Barrett, we get Achiuwa in that deal. No one thinks of anything. And that dude has stepped up to the plate, and he's done everything in his favor to prove that he deserves valuable minutes in the postseason. Even if Robinson isn't back, we're just hoping Hartenstein, that Achilles, you know, it doesn't bother him throughout the midst of the postseason, potentially, you know, within the next 15 to 20 games. But I really do think that if we want to hype this team up as contenders, we just have to wait till the postseason. We just have to wait till this team's healthy. You can't really make any claims like that until we see this team at full force.
Thanks, Frank. I mean, I'll let you go through every player and injury, and now I'll weigh in before we go to the break. Good. Lower your expectations. Stop talking finals. Stop talking Eastern Conference finals. Stop talking about being the 2 seed, the 3 seed. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Maybe you're not showing the whole league what you look like come playoff time. I remember thinking that that was going to be an advantage for the Brooklyn Nets, never having KD, Kyrie, and James Harden on the floor, thinking that by time they actually do get on the floor, they're healthy together, who's going to be able to stop them? There's not going to be a coach and or defense prepared for that. So maybe some of that can happen with the Knicks. Maybe also your guys are going to be rested and ready to go when the games matter the most. And the rest of the league is going to be tired and run down. And then they start to break down. They start to fall apart. When you get Mitchell Robinson back, OG Anunoby back, Julius Randle back, maybe these guys' legs are up under them. It's an elbow. It's a shoulder. I would just say you've gone through so much nonsense. You've gone through so many down years. You've gone through so many miserable Knicks seasons where they didn't make the playoffs. You're almost a guarantee to make the playoffs and not be a play-in team. Stay afloat. Keep your fingers crossed and hope for the best. But taper your expectations some. 877-337-6666. Let's take another break. Keep McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be. Okay. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. I brought that conversation in before the break. And talked a little bit about the Devils as well. The Rangers making moves. I think this is an important deadline for the Rangers as I talk about the Yankees, right? And how in 2022, they should have had a better deadline. If you have a team that's a wagon like the Rangers, if you have a team that's making history like the Rangers, you got to go all in at the deadline and get them some pieces. So for the Rangers fans, as we enter the 11 o'clock hour, you can call up and talk about your acquisitions, your hopes and dreams for acquisitions, the trade deadline, that first round pick, the Sphere, the NHL draft being in Vegas, What you guys want to change about your first line, second line, third line, any of that stuff is in play for the 11 o'clock hour. You guys know what we're talking about. Juan Soto, Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones. Let's see if we can take another call or two before we go to break. My Casamigos big shot of the night coming up once we get into 11 o'clock open mic time. Let's go to T-Neck and talk to Lewis on the Fan. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, Keith, what's going, man?
You know, bringing it home. One more hour to get.
Now, I just want to bring up a couple points here about Juan Soto and the Mets, how I think they will sign him next year because the Yankees, it looks like the Yankees are not set up for the future like the Mets are. Okay, they could clown on the Mets this year that they will suck. But in my opinion, the Mets are better up, set up better than the Yankees. Long-term success because of the farm system and how things are being planned out.
So tell us more. I don't really know. I don't know if I agree with that, and I don't really know that the Mets have this great farm system that's going to turn into them being consistent winners, contenders. I think it sounds good. Prospects are suspects. I think it sounds good till it doesn't actually happen.
Yeah, but here comes to my next point. The Yankees have one of the worst farm systems in baseball.
I don't know about that.
And they're not set up for a long time.
I think that's just something people say, that the Yankees have one of the worst farm systems in baseball. Like right now, Volpe's your starting shortstop. Peraza is going to probably make the team. Austin Wells is going to play. Jason Dominguez is going to be here. Everybody's raving about Spencer Jones, Chase Hampton, Clayton Beter. We can't say that the Yankees have one of the worst farm systems in baseball. I guess I got to pull up the rankings for that. I don't know. I can't co-sign that, bro.
So if you're looking on FanGraphs, they're currently ranked 24th in the farm system.
I'll go look at FanGraphs right now to verify that. And I don't know exactly how they're coming up with that, but I just don't think. I think that some people say the Yankees have one of the worst farm systems. We know because they're always out there trying to buy players and sign players, but I just don't think it's as bad as people advertise.
You know, and it doesn't really help also they have one of the worst GMs in baseball right now. I mean, Cashman is. How do you trade for all those players, prospects you got for the Yankees, including King, that had high upside, you trade him for 1 year of Soto just to let him walk to the Mets. I mean, that's kind of like a bonehead move right there from Cashman.
All right, I got to hang up the phone on Lewis, bro. Just to let him walk to the Mets? What are we talking about? He didn't sign with the Mets. It's not December of 2024. It's March 6th. And yeah, Cashman has made a lot of boneheaded moves. A lot of moves I've been critical of these last few years. But we can't say Cashman is one of the worst GMs in the sport. I don't know where you guys get your rankings. I know that Yankee fans just listen to other Yankee fans on Yankee Twitter and just read the same things over and over again, and they get baked into your mind, and that's what you believe. I don't agree that the Mets are set up for more success than the Yankees. The Mets rarely find success. Got to show me David Stearns and the Milwaukee Mets. Let's see it. I still say that they made the right decision completely punting at the deadline and doing something that almost nobody else could do. Send guys elsewhere like, yeah, we'll eat the money and then replenish your farm system. The Yankees will never tank, so they're never going to be the Orioles farm system or what the Astros were able to put together. But I just think we have a ton of Yankee fans that hate the team, hate Cashman, hate the Yankees. I want to win too, but I'm also realistic and I'm also not stuck in the past. They have a good team this year, and they have a mix of young guys. They have a mix of established guys, guys that they just added. They're going to win games this year. Let's see how far it can go. Positive energy. 877-337-6666. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night and open mic time. Whatever you want to talk about, whatever sports topic it is. I saw a bunch of people mention to me that I should speak on the Manasquan Warriors losing to Camden in, I think, the state final for basketball. I saw it on Twitter. I'll speak on it. I'll do a little more research on it. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.